ready for rotting.
Back, everybody, to another edition of Sleeper Wire Shorts. I am Steven Spectratelli, and today I want to talk about somebody who I'm really high on, and that's Devin Singletary. Now, I want to be honest about something. Devin Singletary was somebody that early on in the draft process last year I wasn't overly familiar with, you know, and he's just somebody that was really high on, especially in dynasty leagues. I mean, that's kind of my niche, and a lot of the players that I'm going to bring to you guys in these episodes of these Sleeper Wire Shorts that I'm going to be doing are going to be geared more towards dynasty players. So again, somebody I wasn't too familiar with until it almost seemed a little bit too late in the process. And, you know, unfortunately where I didn't draft him, you know, I had to pay a little bit for him. And you know, just to give you a couple of examples in the preseason, actually before Buffalo moved on from LeSean McCoy, in my mind, I got lucky and I only paid 2.02 for him in one league. And in another league, I traded Stephon Diggs for Singletary and Corey Davis. I mean, I'm not very high on Corey Davis. The owner that I was working this deal with, I think, just wanted to dump him, which was fine with me because I was getting Singletary. That's how high I was on him, and just wasn't sure about Diggs in the situation in Minnesota, what the offensive scheme was going to be there and everything like that. So, you know, just a couple examples of what I did, and I just, again, I was that confident on him. Now, today, you know, looking at him, I would definitely trade a mid to late first round pick for him, and here's why. Devin Singletary, remember, kind of a crowded backfield in Buffalo there. You know, you had a guy like Frank Gore who got a lot of the goal line opportunities, things of that sort, but, you know, he finished, Singletary did, in PPR formats as the RB32. Now, mind you, this is a guy that missed three games with a hamstring injury. On top of that, he didn't start consistently seeing about 70% or more of the snaps, getting 15-plus touches a week until week 11 against Miami. I mean, that's significant, you know, and if you really look at the in the grand scheme of things, you know, with that amount of, you know, a limited workload, he still had 151 carries for 775 yards. He was averaging over 5 yards per carry. Now, mind you, he only had 2 rushing touchdowns. And as I just said a second ago, Frank Gore was getting a lot of that work. You know, and if you look at Buffalo and the type of quarterback that Josh Allen is and who they have for, you know, they were kind of limited as at wide receiver. You know, they really only had John Brown for the most part. You know, you had a couple other guys mixed in. And, you know, I really like Dawson Knox, too, and the involvement that he had at the tight end position later on in the year. And he's another one that I'm going to get into here in the offseason. But back to Singletary, you know, his skill set, the guy has good vision. He's a patient runner. He has great contact balance. And he does have good receiving skills out of the backfield. You know, and just to touch on that, you know, again, in a limited workload, he did see 41 targets in that offense this year. And he had 29 catches. He only had 194 yards. With no receiving touchdowns, but still, you know, again, limited workload, missed 3 games. He saw a decent amount of volume, you know, and if you really look at all of that, 775 yards on the ground, 194 yards through the air. He had 969 yards from scrimmage last year as a rookie in that situation. So those are things that you really have to look at, you know, when you look at the situation in Buffalo and what Devin Singletary is going to be. You know, I do expect, I know he doesn't have a lot of, didn't have a lot of touchdowns, but I do expect that his red zone opportunities will increase in 2020. Because he does actually, I mean, he's a smaller guy, but he does kind of have a power element to him. And realistically, you know, Frank Gore getting all the goal line work, they're built pretty much the same size. I don't think Singletary is that much smaller than Frank Gore. They're pretty much the same size running back. You know, he's a shifty guy. Again, he has good vision, but he does have a power element because there's been a handful of times throughout the season that, you know, you watch this 5'7" running back go into a pile and you think the guy's just down, but that pile moves a little bit. So he does have that element to him. And again, I think he's a great complement to the style of quarterback that Josh Allen has become. So, you know, looking ahead, you know, with the draft class that we have going into 2020, in recent days and weeks, the class has kind of thinned out a little bit. It's still a very, very deep draft class. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, Travis Etienne decided to come back for another year. You know, you've had Chuba Hubbard come back for another year. You know, there's another guy that his name is slipping my mind right now that is coming back for another year, you know, that were highly regarded running backs that, you know, were going to be up there in the draft class. So, you know, realistically, if you're sitting in a situation where you're in need for a running back and you were looking to draft one this year, you know, unless you have the top 4 to 5 picks, after that, I would trade that pick for Devin Singletary. Because anybody else you're going to get outside of the top 4 to 5, I think you're really going to be gambling even more, because nothing's for sure when it comes to your draft picks. But I think you're going to be gambling even more. And Devin Singletary is legit. He's going to be good. He's going to be involved with the offense. So, you know, again, I just wanted to talk about him. Very high on him. Absolutely love the guy. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Sleeper Wire Shorts. Go out and get Devin Singletary if you need a running back. And again, outside of the top 4 to 5 picks, go out and get him. He had a solid rookie year, and he's only going to get better from there. So until the next time, take it easy.